Raise your hand if you think Bill Belichick's image has changed. Okay, you can put them down now. Wow, every hand went up. Once upon a time, not that long ago, the former Patriots head football coaching great, winner of 6 Super Bowls, was a no-nonsense, stern, serious leader whose mantra was, "Do your job, nothing more, nothing less." Of course, away from the eyes and ears of the media he had no use for, he was much looser, even with a sense of humor most never knew he possessed. But since his departure from the Patriots, he has gone the full 180, perhaps minus the sense of humor. He's a different guy in so many respects, even alarmingly, that folks are outright shocked at the new Bill Belichick. It started with his going from a media hater to a media darling, working on as many as 4 TV football shows last season. But that was nothing compared to what we see now. The surprises started when it was revealed he was in a relationship with a woman named Jordan Hudson, who we met on a flight from Boston to Florida. Belichick is 73. Hudson is 24. Okay, that's a 49-year age gap, and that got the tongues wagging. People love gossip, and they really love this one. But everyone has a right to conduct their lives the way they want and be left alone. Except, it appears BB and Jordan didn't want to be left alone. They have relentlessly been public about everything. Bill became the head coach at North Carolina, a college job that few thought he would ever accept. He then asked the university to include his girlfriend on all email sent to him. Now it's become apparent that Jordan Hudson is more than the coach's girl. She is his representative, PR person, advisor, muse, as he himself puts it, and authentic co-partner in all his activities. It all hit the fan when Belichick was interviewed on CBS, presumably to promote his new book about football and his coaching philosophy. But when the host asked him how he met Jordan, she vocally halted the interview, calling the question off limits. The interview was supposed to be strictly about the book, at least that's what BB and Jay claimed, but CBS insisted nothing was off limits. As an aside, I can say from experience that the audience watching or hearing a book promo interview, even the book's publishers, relish the sensational more than the subject matter of the actual book. That's the bread and butter, the draw for people to buy. The rest is superfluous. The one question I have is why she allowed him to wear a battered navy sweatshirt with a hole for everyone to see for that interview. What looked good about that? Well, Belichick has made it clear he doesn't care what people think. That's obvious considering what we've seen. A high school friend of Jordan's revealed she is acting in the same forceful, hands-on manner she's always done. BB's girl is no shrinking violet, and the reality is that the legendary coach has shown he has no problem with any of it. There are also reports that his family is concerned with the turns the relationship has taken. Who knows if those reports are accurate? However, the worst-case scenario would be if the old man is taken for a ride by the young lady. So what now? There's no question that the image and perception of the iconic coaching legend is not the same as it was. Okay, who cares? If Belichick is good with it, nothing else matters. Rest assured, any new and even dramatic developments, be it a departure from North Carolina, a breakup of the pair, or more of the same with added fireworks, the story will be revisited with vigor. In the meantime, what we have are 2 people living their lives the way they prefer. Raise your hand if you find anything wrong with that.